U.S. President Barack Obama says Washington continues to support militants in Syria. Obama says the U.S. will try to mobilize the international community to put pressure on the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad. He says Assad should realize that he is not legitimate anymore and must go. The Turkish government is facing growing domestic opposition over its policy towards Syria. Protests are held in the southern Hatay province and in Istanbul. In Istanbul, protesters marched to the office of the Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. People in Hatay near the Syrian border also held a similar demonstration. Russia accuses the West of trying to limit participation in a proposed international conference on Syria. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the process of narrowing the circle of external participants by some Western countries is aimed at possibly determining the outcome of the talks in advance. U.S. President Barack Obama has defended the seizure of phone records of the Associated Press News Agency by the Department of Justice. U.S. authorities seized records of several home phones and cell phones of AP and its journalists without prior notice. The AP story under investigation reportedly disclosed CIA operations in Yemen. The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency is on a surprise visit to Israel, which focuses on Syria. CIA Chief John Brennan has reportedly met with the Israeli Minister of Military Affairs. The minister has reportedly stressed that Israel will stop any transfer of arms from Syria to Lebanon. The Israeli regime plans to approve of four housing settlements already built in the occupied West Bank. An Israeli court says the cabinet is examining ways to authorize four settlement outposts in the West Bank. Under international law, the entire settlements built in the West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds are illegal. The U.S. Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno says the military has failed to tackle growing sexual violence throughout its ranks. A recent report has revealed that the number of sex assaults in the U.S. military has risen by nearly 35% over the past 2 years. The first group of an anti-Iran terrorist organization has been taken to Albania from a camp in Iraq. The UN envoy in Iraq said 14 members of the Mujahideen-e-Khalq organization arrived in the East European country. The MKO has carried out numerous acts of violence against Iranian civilians and government officials.